Welcome to the Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're starting a new Masechta, Maseches Megillah. As usual, we're going to focus on the Pirush of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. As we had in previous Masechtas, the Tzura Sadaf that article uses is different than the Tzura Sadaf, the Oriz V'Hadar, the current version of Oriz V'Hadar. We're going to stick to the article version, to the Tzura Sadaf that article uses, which is the earlier Oriz V'Hadar Tzura Sadaf. Starting Megillah Daf Aleph, Zok the Mishnah. Megillah nikres bechadasor b'shneimersor b'shloshosor b'arbosor b'chamishosor. The Megillah can be read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of Adar. Lo yipakos v'lo yoyser, not before the 11th and not after the 15th. And the Mishnah goes on to explain how that be. Kragim u'kofim choyim u'myos Yeshua binun. Cities that are surrounded by a wall from the time of Yeshua binun. Koyim u'chamishosor. They read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Kfarim v'ayoros gdoilos, villages and large cities that do not have a wall from the time of Yeshua binun. Koyim ba'abasar, they read on the 14th. Elosha kfarim magidim miler makniso. The villages, they always read on a Monday and a Thursday, because they need to come to the city and have someone from the city read for them the Megillah. So therefore, they're going to read in an earlier date before the 14th, whenever a Monday and a Thursday falls. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara of Elo, Shimon, Barbo, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, L'kayim m'simei ha'purim ha'ele b'zmanehem. The Pasuk says the word b'zmanehem. Matam u'lerim b'zmanehem. The word b'zmanehem is extra. You don't need it. So it says the Gemara of Yoino ve'av Yoisus, Machlekes. If you know, I'm only ten lem z'manim acherim. To tell you that there's other days to say Kriyas HaMegillah. Rabbi Yisrael, ha'im er z'manim shekavu lehem chachomim. There's days the Chachamim can be Kriveha. Reb Chaim explains, the Machlokes is, was it originally established that they read the Megillah on the other days, or that Chachamim have the ability to establish it in a later generation? Ve'eloim, these are the days that were established. 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. So the Gemara, maybe it's the 16th and the 17th. Why you can't read the Megillah after Tesvav? So the Gemara, Rabbi Vov, B'shem Rabbi Lazar, Lo Yavor, Ve Lo Yavor. You have an extra Vov when it says Lo Yavor, till you cannot pass it, and you dash from here, you can't read the Megillah after that day. Haritzu Ranak, B'shem Shmuel, Lo Yavor, Ve Lo Yavor, he says the same drasha. Oh, Einu Lachi Vesir, maybe tell me it's earlier, you can read the Megillah on the 9th or the 10th of Adar. Shmuel Ranak, B'shem Rinistun, Yomim, Ein Ksiv Kan, Ela Ke Yomim. Because the Pasuk says, Kayomim Shanochabim Ayyudim Oivim. The extra Chav tells you like the days. And you dash, and the extra days will be like the days that were the original days that were established. Ten Yomim Keneged Yomim. You have 2 days, connect the 2 days that were originally. Achadas of Ishtemesar, connect the Abaras of Achamishasar. 11 and 12, connect the 14th and 15th. So from here we know that we read in the 11th and the 12th. Says the Gemara, maybe Ishtemesar of Ishtemesar. Connect the Abaras of Achamishasar. Maybe the 12 and 13, the extra 2 days. Omer b'chalbu yom shloshasar yom milchom mohoyo. Hum rechiach letzmo she'in boynicho. The 13th is the day of war. And the Pasuk says, k'yom yishanochu b'yam ha'yudim, the day that they rested. So the days that you had cannot be the day of war. It can't be the 13th. It must be the 11th and the 12th. Says the Gemara, me'ato al yikru boys. If so, why can you read the Megillah on the 13th if it's not included in the Pasuk? Says the Gemara, the fun of lavchor of koyrim uboyin koyrim, can't be that the 2 days, 11 and 12, before the 13th you read the Megillah, the 14th and the 15th you read the Megillah, but the 13th you don't read the Megillah. That doesn't make sense. Says the Gemara, in the Eilo Chiv Asir, who said is the 11th and 12th? Maybe it's the 9th and the 10th. Says the Gemara, kayomim yomim shim smuchim lo yomim. Part of kayomim that you compare to the original yomim means it's close to these yomim. So you just add the closest days that you have to the 14th and the 15th, it can't be the 13th, so it's 11 and 12. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. V'im yomim shim smuchim l'yomim, inu elu shishasov shivasar. So okay, if it's the closest days, so maybe it's the 16th and 17th. Simon leis yochil, you can't say it. As we said before, the Amar Avob Shom Lozer, lo yavor ve lo yavor, the extra vov to tell you cannot pass these days. And the same Rosh said, Ritzu Ranachim Shem Shmuel, lo yavor ve lo yavor, to tell you cannot pass the 15th. Says the Gemara Tani Mishav Noson Kol Achidish Koshel Kriyas Megillah. You can read the Megillah any day of the month before Tisvav. My time. What's the source? Achidish and in fact, let me yogel m'simcho. We're celebrating the month. It's only until the 15th, not the rest of the month. Why? The same drasha we said already twice. Again, he said the same drasha again. That's regarding Kriyas HaMegillah. You do it earlier. But the Seudas Purim, you only do it on the 14th and the 15th, not any other day. You also don't give to Anim only the 14th and 15th. Why? Because the poor are looking for the 14th and 15th to get the donations then. So therefore you don't move it from there. Says the Gemara of you, Elu the Kriya of Elu Suhudo. Now that you're dividing and splitting the Kriya and the Suhudo, so maybe the Kriya Samegillah will always be Yudal and Tesvav. You won't have special days for the villages. And would you have other days in the Megillah for Suhudo? Says the Gemara of Chalbu, Rav Chuna, B'Shem Rav, it says, Vayimoy Me'ele Niskorim V'Nasim, Niskorim B'Kriya V'Nasim Suhudo. The Pasuk is referring to Yudal and Tesvav and tells you, Niskorim V'Nasim, you have Kriya Samegillah and Suhudo. And then you're adding other days that will be compared to that. So Chazal understood, we're talking about the Kriyas HaMegillah, which is the Ika thing you do that day. Says the Gemara, the fact you're dashing, the Pasuk came and learned from there, Zoyser Merish, Megillas Esther, Nitna Lidorish. See, Megillas Esther has a level of Kisvei HaKodesh, that you can come and dash in the Pasukim and learn from it things. You can do drashas from the Pasukim. Says the Gemara, yes, Rav Chalbu, Rav Yosef, Shav Lazar, Nimar Kan Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. That's a Pasuk at the end of Megillas Esther. A pasuk in Mishnah referring to Torah. Compare the Megillah to Amisa Shel Torah. The translation of Sirtut is scoring, which means you have to make lines in the parchment of the Sefer Torah. The same way the Sefer Torah requires Sirtut, also the Megillah requires Sirtut. And here we get to what you're looking for. Mazunit Nali Dorash, Avzunit Nali Dorash, the same in the Torah Kedashin, and learn from it things through the Psukim. Also, Megillah the same way. Similar, Avir Mishem of Shmuel Bavitzchok, Megillah Shemasa Shmuel Ladovid, the Megillah that Shmuel Anovik, give Dovid a Melech. There it says the way to build Beis HaMikdash, Nis Nali Dorash, also that you Kedashin. That Megillah you can learn from the words it says over there and say Droshas. Says more of my time, and what's the source? So the Gemara brings the Pasuk regarding that Megillah. It says, Achkol Bichtav, that's the beginning of the Pasuk, Zu HaMesoris, meaning it was written with the Mesoris, that it was written with the Ksivo, like you write a Sefer Torah. Miyad Hashem, Zu Ruach HaKodesh, it was said in Ruach HaKodesh. Alai Hiskil, Mikan Shen Nisna Lidorish, you can learn from it, that's lost. Alai Hiskil, Shon Seichel, that you come in Darsh in the Pesukim. Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmi Raboi, V'lama Lein Anomri, why don't you say the source is, because it says in the Pasuk, V'tavniz Kol Asher Hayah B'Ruach Imoy. It says the shame of Beis HaMikdash was given to David, Beruach Imer, Loshon Ruach, what's Ruach? The Gemara understands that's Ruach HaKodesh. So if that would be the source that was written Beruach HaKodesh, says the Gemara, no, that necessarily means that. Omar Amano Amal Beruach, Beruach Piv. Meaning it was given to David to do what he had his mind set to do. Beruach could be his Ruach, the Ruach, his will, his desire, his aspiration, what to do. But not necessarily Ruach HaKodesh, that's when you need another puzzle to tell you that Megillah, Shmuel Novi, Giv Dor HaMelech, was written in Ruach HaKodesh, and you can darshan it. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah, Daf Aleph.